at center. And everybody's playing well. I brought in JaVale. I thought he gave us a little spark. And then I stayed with Andre at center because he was making shots. He was playing well. Hopefully he can make plays.
Eddie, were you upset with the shot selection?
Certainly. No, I wasn't upset. It was, you know, it was just they're good defense. And, you know, I think that length has something to do with it. I think you know, on Karan, I thought that bothered Karan. I thought Antoine had some good looks from the three. Antoine didn't get to the line. So when your forwards go, I think 9 for 29 and 1 for 9 from the three, it's, you know, we're going to struggle if our forwards don't get off.
Speaking of McGee, I thought he had one early in the fourth quarter. He had one scenario when he blocked the shot. He was late on rotation, blocked the shot, came down, fumbled the ball. Is that what you have to deal with?
Yeah, you got to deal with it. You know, his growing pains. Right. And he won't grow until he gets experience. You know, he can play in practice and all that kind of stuff, but we like his potential, and you have to give him spot duty minutes, and that's what we gave him, you know, 4 or 5, maybe, I don't know, maybe 8 minutes tonight. But I thought he was, you know, I like the combination of Andre and JaVale and the size and the athleticism. I thought that's what we needed.
Coach, when the outside shots aren't hitting, the idea is to get to the hole and then get to the line. And I thought that you did that a little bit in the second half, but the free throws weren't falling.
Yeah, well, you know, we try to get the ball in our guys' hands. We try to get Antoine to post up, but he didn't get to the line. I think he's 1 for 1. And Karan had plenty of opportunities to, you know, he's not a post-up guy. He's not necessarily a driver, but we try to get him the ball in his spots. And, look, they played good defense. You know, you got to give them credit. They did a good job.
Coach, you started with good intensity for the first minutes of the game, and then you came up with a second team. Don't you think that killed your game because they weren't good?
Well, I thought, you know, our starters finished the quarter tied, I think. And then the bench came in. They, you know, just like young guys, they're going to struggle for a little bit. But I thought they held the fort. We can't play our main guys, you know, 48 minutes. You know, guys have to give them a rest. And I thought the bench was a little slow at first, but they got it going. And I thought they held the fort there, maybe tied up, or I think they might have taken a lead for a little bit. So, but, you know, we can't just play five guys. We got to go to the bench.
Was that encouraging then, the way the young guys did respond for you
and
just get
their
starters?
Look, encouraging, that's not the word I'm looking at right now. I'm disappointed we lost the game. We didn't play well. They had something to do with it. But we just didn't have, you know, the positive energy that we needed when you struggle. You know, we needed some more positive energy. You know, sometimes your bench has to give you that, but it's got to come from your leaders, too. So I just didn't see a whole lot of that tonight.
Does losing to a team that didn't make the playoffs last year at home in your opener, does that bring about like an overall sense of worry, or can you put this
in the No, it's one game in the NBA season. Every team, we're the first one to say every team is tough to beat. On the road, at home, we give everybody respect. That's why the league is so great. Anybody can beat anybody. So... no, I'm not. It's not a concern or a worry because we lost to New Jersey, who didn't make the playoffs.
Coach, speaking of the road, the Nets are on the road. You got some time in between. How do you heads up back there?
Well, you have to. You know, it's still early. You know, it's the first game, and heck, you can't think that you're in trouble because of the first game losing at home. You got practices to go through. We have to create practices where we have to improve. We have to work on things that didn't. That we didn't do well tonight, and then you have to prepare for Detroit. That's it.
You talked about having high octane energy on defense, 80-20% range. Where was that tonight?
Look, I thought we played, you know, not. I don't think we stayed in the 80-100% range a lot tonight, but. You know, Jarvis made shots, and Vince Carter, you know, his isolations, he just had it going. You just can't defend him with one guy. And whether it was Karan or D. Steve, you've got to help. And when we helped, Vince Carter's a good passer, and Jarvis hurt us.
Coach, I'm not into moral victories, and I'm sure you're not either, but you had 6 of 8 players in double figures. What does that say for the balance of the team? And I know you have Haywood and Arenas out.
Well, the balance is good. It's a good thing to look at. But, you know, it's you got to get your main guys to put the stamp on the game, just like Vince Carter did, you know, just like Yee did. They're their top guys, and our top guys have to put a stamp on the game. They didn't do it tonight.
Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks.